So what happened next?
So I saw her, and at that time, my key concern, first of all, was two things. This woman is at risk. We're not adequately controlling both the platelet count, but I want to also touch on the fact that this woman had an elevated leukocyte count, and that's certainly something that we're thinking about more and more for the patient. It's not just the platelets and the hematocrit with PV, it's also the leukocyte count. So her leukocyte count was running between 15 and 20. So from my perspective, that's not optimal. So I was really thinking, gosh, I would really like to get this patient ruxolitinib, but that's not very straightforward in the UK. So the first thing was, you know, she's had an arterial thrombosis. It was life-threatening. Let's get her back on hydroxyurea. You know, she did well initially on that drug. I know she's got concerns about safety, but let's try to get her back to a safe place while we're thinking about ruxolitinib. Interestingly, at this time, the hydroxyurea failed to control her blood counts, and she had frequent venous sections or phlebotomy. It was interfering with her quality of life, and the leukocyte count was going up. We were able to obtain ruxolitinib for her, and it had a striking benefit very, very quickly in terms of her pruritus. So I usually tell my patients, well, you might start to feel better in a couple of days or a week or so. I try not to set the expectation too high, but I know very well that for patients who have relief of pruritus or sweating in particular with ruxolitinib, it's usually very brisk. The issue with her is in sort of managing toxicity. Actually, she's now got anemia, so we've got the situation of giving a patient with P. vera on ruxolitinib some iron to try to increase her hemoglobin. But she's certainly very happy with the drug and is doing well.
What's your experience in general with ruxolitinib with P. vera?
So we have quite an extensive experience now, having participated in the RESPONSE study for patients with P. vera. I find that ruxolitinib is a good alternative agent for these patients, particularly the patients who have a heavy symptom burden and are still requiring phlebotomy. I think it's really an excellent agent for those patients. It's not so easy to obtain in the UK, so, you know, we have to make a case for it, but I find myself increasingly making a case for this drug, particularly for patients with symptoms. I think, you know, I would have a little concern about a 43-year-old going on a drug that we've got less than 10 years experience of in terms of long-term side effects. We don't really know much about what it does to the immune system. In P. vera, we've got patients who are often heavily pretreated with hydroxyurea. And we did, as you know, see a slight increase in non-melanoma skin cancers in the RESPONSE trials. So for me, my concern for those patients as they're older and they've had a lot of hydroxyurea is just thinking about atypical infections and skin cancers. But I think it's a very good drug for selected patients with P. vera. I would like to see more data, you know, especially for this young woman, on preventing thrombosis. I would like to see more data on what it does for transformation. So we touched on what's the data for ruxolitinib in earlier stages of MF. Well, here's another question, you know, is PV an early stage of MF? It's thinking about whether the disease is a continuum or discrete entities. And, you know, if we could show that ruxolitinib reduced the risk of transformation in patients with PV, I think that would be really important and a big step forward.